Staying on the story of independence, Pete Crowcrumper, senior lecturer, political studies and international relations at Northwest University, feels that opposition parties are a waste of time and not worth your time or mine, as a matter of fact. At the present, there is not a single party that can convince black South Africans that they are an alternative to the corrupt ANC. He believes so. Opposition parties aren't worth the while, is what Dr. Pete Crowcrumper says. Pete, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I saw you said that, you know what, you Julius Malema tells you you're a land grabber and you'd only go and work for Cyril Ramaphosa if he hires you as a driver, etc. And, you know, the DA is also a bit of a problem. But when we look at smaller parties, and I saw a demographic which was sort of put forward earlier during last week, about how the split is going to be and that there'll be a bigger split right down through all the parties instead of one or two parties walking away with the majority of it. So why do you feel that the smaller parties are not worth a vote? Is it because they're not going to make a difference?
No. I think it's not exactly what I said. What I said is that what smaller parties are doing, but my reference point was that all parties, except for the ANC, are smaller parties. The DA is not a big party. If you are unsure whether you will get 20% of the vote in this election, it's because you're a small party. It's because you're not a big party that you have that uncertainty. So what I'm trying to say is that a vote for the smaller parties in South Africa, do not for a moment think, and that I think that's where the DA is disingenuous. Say we're a big party, all these smaller parties, don't vote for them, vote for us because we all have a common enemy. And that is horribly wrong. That's undemocratic. It's contrary to the values of our constitution. In fact, my argument was people should be voting for any party whose policies correspond with their own interest and value system. That's what a proportional representation system is all about. And that's why it's a good system. It allows everybody to have some say in the process of governance. And we should be voting for smaller parties. We should not necessarily vote for the DA based on the argument that they can oppose the ANC best and that they have a common enemy with the rest of us. In fact, the DA has a track record of administering a budget well. They do not have a track record of governing well, because if they had a track record of governing well, Nyanga Guguletu and Crossroads would have been managed well and governed well, and it is not governed well in the Western Cape. So my argument is, and it's actually contrary to the argument of the DA, which says that you should be voting for them because they have a common enemy. We don't have a common enemy in the ANC. We have a common enemy in bad governance. And in some parts in the Western Cape, the DA makes themselves guilty of bad governance. Just managing a budget well is not the most important indicator of good governance. It's just one of the indicators of good governance.
But you go as far as to say that, you know, South Africans who experienced the liberation movement as a historical political home do not really have alternatives at the ballot box. So what options do people have when they're standing in the ballot box? Because if you look at the number of parties and you look at exactly what every party stands for, I don't think, you know, if you have to ask me, name at least 10 of the parties, I probably will get to about 7 or 8. But, you know, we've got a multitude of parties. So who do people vote for?
Look, there's not a single country in the world, and there's not a single voter in the world that walk into the booth and vote for a party and wholeheartedly agree with everything that party says. It's always a compromise. It's a political party with political individuals that come closest to what you perceive your interests to be. It is quite possible, say for instance, you decide to vote for your, in this election, you vote for your local councillor and say for instance he's a member of the DA. But at the same time, you absolutely despise Dean McPherson in KwaZulu-Natal, who's put up those posters who incited racial acrimony. So you vote for this councillor, she's a member of the DA, you don't agree with what John Steenhuisen, Helen Zille, all the liberals, the English liberals in the DA is doing. That, in other words, you still vote in your own interest. You have a second ballot where you can decide to vote for another party. So we actually have various options. People in the countryside have a third ballot. You don't have to put all your eggs into one basket. And that is what is the wonderful nature of our system. It gives you the opportunity to put your eggs into different baskets, and it gives you the opportunity to be represented at all levels of governance. And I think that is the headspace that you must have when you walk into the booth. do not think that you have to strongly identify for ideological reasons with one political party, or for a moment think you have to vote against a common enemy. What you do is you consider your own interest and the extent to which that political party or individual is pursuing similar interests to yours. That's what local government elections is about. And then you are quite willing to make compromises with other interests in society or other ideologies or other political parties, and you can vote on different ballots. You can vote for different interests. So we are in a privileged position to not have to put our eggs into one basket. We have a wonderful system which allows you to, on three different ballots, have three different views. And I think that's the headspace that you have to walk in. Remember what is in your interest, because it's important. If you live in a community, you have interest in the safety of the community, or the quality of the streets, or the streetlights that are working, the peace and tranquility in the street, the protection of a community, or whatever your interest might be. You vote for that. And I think we all have that interest. And on the second ballot, you vote for a political party. Now you can decide which political party corresponds with your interest, maybe not completely, but in some other way. And then you have a third ballot in the countryside, which is in terms of the district and the interest of the larger community that you live in.
That's Dr. Pete Crocombe chatting to us this morning and telling us exactly what you should be looking at the day that you decide that you are heading into the polling booth, and what you should go for in terms of where or you're going to put your cross or where you're not going to put your cross. And remember, and I think that one of the major things that Dr. Pete actually highlights here is that this is a municipal election. It's not a national election. So you need to think differently when you're standing in that election box. Dr. Pete Crocombe, thank you for your time. Lecturer at the Department of Politics at the University of Johannesburg.
Get access to award-winning eyewitness news in the palm of your hand. The EWN app. Around-the-clock news wherever, whenever. Download the EWN app.